From NPR News, this is News & Notes. I'm Tony Cox, in for Farai Chidea, who was away this week. Just when you thought the immigration debate couldn't get any more confusing, the Senate voted yesterday to revive a bill that looked all but dead last week. We'll have that and all the latest political news for you in just a moment, plus a special roundtable with some veteran hip-hop journalists. And a little later, we've got a one-on-one with the inimitable Cornel West. But first, let's go to the headlines. Was it free speech or disorderly conduct? A three-judge panel in Indianapolis said it was the latter after Indy native Latoya Blackman made a scene while police were arresting her brother on drug charges. Blackman began shouting and cursing at them. Officers repeatedly asked her to stop, and when she didn't, they arrested her too and charged her with disorderly conduct. The Indiana Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that Blackman had the right to speak, but not to make a scene. Her disorderly conviction stands. There was plenty of standing last night and cheering as well at the annual BET Awards in L.A. Academy Award winner Jennifer Hudson of Dreamgirls walked away with the trophies for Best New Artist and Best Female Actress. Beyonce won Best Female R&B Artist and Video of the Year. And icon Diana Ross took home a Lifetime Achievement Award, while Don Cheadle received the Humanitarian Award for his peace efforts in Darfur.